The number of people to reach legal settlements related to claims of sex abuse by Catholic priests in Massachusetts has grown again. A defense attorney says 7 cases were recently settled with the Archdiocese of Boston, and 3 others were settled with religious orders that had priests working in this state. Critics of how the church has responded to abuse cases are asking the church to do more. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
The settlements were revealed by attorney Mitchell Garabedian, who says he's now helped bring settlements in cases involving 174 members of the clergy. Now it's on to new cases, and not just in Boston.
More survivors are coming forward. It's endless. I have hundreds of cases in my office from around the world, more from within the Archdiocese of Boston, more from other parts of the country, more from other parts of the world. I represent victims in 13 different countries right now.
Those countries include Haiti, where the Boston-based attorney says he has 147 clients who say they were abused at a Jesuit school. In addition to the 10 Massachusetts settlements, Garabedian says he settled 6 cases in other states. He expects legal claims against the church to continue to mount.
One has to wonder, how many children are being abused today within the Archdiocese of Boston and all other dioceses and orders around the world? Let's face it, this addition to the list is not a sign that things have gotten better.
A spokesman for the Archdiocese declined to be interviewed or to respond to a list of questions and said Cardinal Sean O'Malley was not available. In a statement, spokesman Terry Donnellan says the Archdiocese is committed to addressing cases of clergy abuse in a compassionate and just manner. He also says the Archdiocese does not generally comment on individual settlements. Cardinal O'Malley leads the Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors, created by the Vatican 2 years ago to propose ways to better protect minors and vulnerable adults. Last month, the commission released a statement saying sexual abuse of children must no longer be kept secret. It also spelled out a moral and ethical responsibility to report suspected abuse to civil authorities. David Clossy, of the group Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, is calling on church leaders to go further and to do something he says hasn't been done before.
If Cardinal O'Malley announced tomorrow that he was demoting half a dozen priests who knew or suspected that child sex crimes were happening but kept their mouths shut, imagine what that would do.
Clossy says that would send shockwaves through dioceses throughout the country. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.